The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
At the top of the hour, 5 o'clock, I'm going to share with you a shocking, absolutely shocking interview with one of the leaders of Black Lives Matter. He was on the program with Martha McCallum on Fox News. The program is called The Story. And I'm telling you, folks, it will send chills down your spine, and not in a good way. And again, I'm going to deal with it at the top of the hour, not now. I don't want to take time right now. But at the top of the hour, I have been attempting to sound the alarm. And please, 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 I am not saying I'm the only person. I don't have the I Elijah syndrome. I don't. But at least 15 to 20 years ago, I began sounding the alarm about the rise of black nationalism. And I have been saying consistently through all of these years, this will not help race relations. It will hurt it. It will harm it. It will destroy it. And I began sounding the warning with Kwanzaa. You see, what in the world does Kwanzaa have to do with any of this? Oh, it has everything to do with it. And we'll get into that at the top of the hour. And sadly, I keep saying this. Listen, folks, I'm not always right. Don't pretend to be always right. But occasionally, I'm right on. And what I have been warning about for 15 to 20 years is now sadly coming to fruition. And through those 15, 20 years, sometimes I really did feel like a voice in the wilderness. I've been called all kinds of names. I've been marginalized because of this warning that I've been trying to sound. But anyway, we'll get into that at the top of the hour. Well, my home state of California continues with their insanity. California Attorney General Xavier Becerra this week announced that state employees will now be banned from taking publicly funded trips to Idaho. I want to know what the Attorney General has against potatoes. Well, it doesn't have anything to do with potatoes. It has everything to do with common sense. Idaho passed Bill 500. It's been some time ago, and I reported this to you when it happened. Bill 500, House Bill 500 in Idaho, mandates that involvement in school sports will be determined by the biological sex rather than gender identity of the athlete. Common sense, right? A boy should compete with other boys. You don't have to be a rocket scientist, brain surgeon, or anything close to that to know that boys physiologically have an advantage over girls. Their skeletal structure is different. Their muscular structure is different. And that's why through all of these years, we have boys sports, we have girls sports, because it is not fair in any way, shape, or form to force girls to compete against boys. Now, if you don't understand the common sense thing, do just a little bit of research, okay? Let's keep it here in the state of Ohio. Do Ohio high school athletic records. Okay? Ohio high school athletic records. And look at the state records. You will see state records for this track, 440, 220, high jump, pole vault, well, it's not 220, 440 anymore. Boy, did I just date myself. It's 100 meters now. So there will be boys' records and there will be girls' records in all of these sports, state records. Guess what? I would imagine, I'm not absolutely positive, but I would imagine that in 100% of the cases, the boys' record will be faster, higher than the girls' state record. You follow me? Boys run faster than girls. They jump higher than girls. They have a physiological advantage. That's not discrimination. It's nature. So that's why through all of these years, in fact, through centuries, we have girls' teams, we have boys' teams, because it is just assumed it is not fair to force girls to compete against boys, because in almost every case, if you're dealing with the best of the best, the girls are going to lose. Well, that was the case throughout history until now, until these morons have decided, well, the gender that you're born with isn't nearly as important as the gender that you identify with. And that's why we have had in several cases in the last 2 to 3 years, boys who all of a sudden began to identify as girls and began competing against girls. Case in Connecticut, case in Colorado, case in Idaho, case in other states as well, where boys began competing against girls because they said they felt pretty and immediately broke state records. Now, who in their right mind would be okay with that? The California legislature. Because Idaho passed House Bill 500, again, quote, mandates involvement in school sports be determined by biological sex rather than gender identity, the state of California says, quote, where states legislate discrimination. California unambiguously speaks out. Let's not beat around the bush. These laws are plain and simple discrimination. That is a quote from the California Attorney General. And the travel ban will go into effect on July 1st. Quote, the state of Idaho has taken drastic steps to undermine the rights of transgender community, preventing people from playing sports in school or having documentation that reflects their identity. Now, who but a radical would say it is drastic to say boys compete in boys' sports, girls compete in girls' sports? Who but an absolute flaming radical would say that's drastic. Quote, Idaho will join a list of 11 other states that California has banned travel to. Alabama, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Texas. The travel ban will apply to all state agencies, authorities, boards, commissions, and departments, including those tied to the public university system of California. Does that mean, then, that California college sports teams will not be able to travel to Idaho to compete? I don't know. the radical loony leftist said it's drastic to insist that boys competed against boys and girls against girls. Yeah. Sometimes I'm almost embarrassed to admit that I was born and raised in California. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
You know, I should have said something to you earlier about when I was talking to Jack Windsor about the whole COVID-19 thing, and it just slipped my mind until now. The fear and hysteria is being generated again. Here in the state of Ohio and around the country, again, I mentioned Fox News just a little bit ago. It was during this hour, did a long segment about spike, 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 spike here, and well, we're so concerned. There are three things to really look at, and the number of cases is almost the least important of all the things to look at, and yet that's what's always emphasized. How many cases? That's probably the least important thing to look at. Here are the important things to look at. Number one, the most important, the number of deaths. All right? Number two, the number of new or current hospitalizations. And number three, which is extremely important, the percentage of positive tests out of the total number of people tested. Now, that last one is a little more difficult to understand. Let me go back in order. The number of deaths. Across America, those continue to decline. Ohio included. I just looked at the figures today. The number of deaths across America continues to decline. We are not seeing a spike in fatalities. Very important. Number two, let me jump to number three, and then I'll come back if I have time, because I've got to get to the third point. The percentage of people testing positive. What is the percentage of the people tested that actually test positive? If we are to be very, very concerned, it would be if that percentage begins to rise. That means that the COVID-19 thing is actually impacting the population in a more and more aggressive manner. Across the board, nationwide, for several weeks now, the percentage of positive tests out of the total number of people tested has stayed right at 4% or lower. So are we seeing more cases? Yes, because more people are being tested. Well, how do we know if this is a true spike? If it was a true spike, the percentage of positive tests would rise. It's not. And because the percentage of positive tests out of the total number of tests given is not rising indicates that the reason we're seeing more cases is more people are being tested. Now, if that 4% began jumping to 6%, 7%, if it jumped to 10%, then we've got reason to be concerned. But that's not the case. That's not the case. And then the number of daily hospitalizations. That was the second one that I mentioned. Yes, there are more hospitalizations, but as my guest indicated, here's what we're not being told. people who are going into the hospital for other reasons, elective surgery, you know, having a shoulder surgery or knee surgery or hernia surgery, all of them are being tested. If they don't test positive for having COVID-19 at that moment, and by the way, if they tested positive for COVID-19 at that moment, they would not be admitted. They would not be able to go into the hospital. They would be sent home. They would be quarantined unless they got really sick, and then they would come back to the hospital. But if they test for positive antibodies, that means they probably had it, although we're not positive. They probably had it. They're done. They're finished. They're over it, and they're not contagious anymore. They just have the positive antibodies. But the way things are being counted today, a person going into the hospital for elective surgery, let's say hernia, and they're tested. Blood test is taken. They have positive COVID-19 antibodies. That doesn't mean they have it. They have the virus now. It means that sometime in the past they had it. Could have been 3 months ago. But they are counted as a COVID-19 hospitalization. Does that make sense? So what we're in, what we're not being told is the daily number of people being hospitalized only because of COVID-19. We're not being told that. It's not being reported. So bottom line, this is still a very serious virus. We should not take it lightly. People are getting sick. But as I have said from the very beginning, when you look at the actual numbers and you look at the facts objectively, there's not a whole lot of reason to be fearful. Just not a whole lot of reason to be fearful. And concerning the governor and the state of Ohio, that's all I'll say. I will just leave it there. When you hear the numbers reported, try to look at what's behind those numbers and how they're being reported. If you do, a whole lot of fear is going to vanish. And that's a good thing. All right, when we come back, some really important things. Please be there.